Shalom, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is day 18 of Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua. I hear his voice. Meditation verses, John 10, 1-5. Amen, amen, I tell you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. But he who enters through the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Exact and precise hearing. Wisdom is understanding the will of Yahweh exactly and with precision. Yahweh Elohim has given you a step-by-step specific instructions. His model is that each person is to do his or her part until the ecclesia comes to the fullness of the stature of Yeshua. That word hear is the word shema, a verb meaning to hear, to obey, to listen, to be heard of, to be regarded, to cause to hear, to proclaim, to sound aloud. The verb basically means to hear, and in context expresses various connotations of this. The most famous use of the word is to introduce the shema, hear, O Israel, followed by the content of what the Israelites are to understand about the Lord, their Yahweh Elohim, and how they are to respond to him, Deuteronomy 6:4. In a parallel usage, the heavens are commanded to hear, O heavens, to the prophet's message about Israel, Isaiah 1:2. The word calls attention to hear various things. It means to hear another person speaking, the Lord's voice, or anything that can be perceived by the ear. Used with or without the preposition el, following the word means to listen to someone. The house of Israel was not willing to listen to Ezekiel. The Lord was not willing to listen to the beautiful worship services of Yahweh Elohim's people, for they were not following justice. Amos 5:23. The word is used often in the causative stem to mean to cause, to listen, to proclaim, to announce. When Israel assembled at Mount Horeb or Sinai, the Lord caused them to hear his words. It also means to proclaim, to summon. Isaiah spoke of those who proclaim peace, Isaiah 52:7, and the psalmist proclaimed the praise of the Lord, Psalm 26:7. The root shema is a key word in the book of Deuteronomy, where it occurs 92 times, usually in the sense of what Yahweh Elohim wants from us in response to the commandments. But the verb shema means many things. Here are some of the meanings it has in Genesis. Number one, to hear, as in Abram heard that his relative Lot had been taken captive, 14:14. Two, to listen, pay attention, heed, as in because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree, Genesis 3:17. And then Rachel said, Yahweh Elohim has vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son, Genesis 37. Three, to understand, as in come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand each other, Genesis 11, 7. This is how tradition understood the later phrase, na'aseh v'nishma, to mean first we will do, then understand. Four, to be willing to obey, as the angel's words to Abraham after the binding of Isaac. Through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you are willing to obey me. Genesis 22:18. Abraham was about to obey Yahweh Elohim's command, but at the last moment, an angel said, stop. Number five, to respond indeed, to do what someone else wants, as in do whatever Sarah tells you. Shema Bikolah, Genesis 21:12. It is in this last sense that it comes closest meaning to obey. The leading of the Ruach HaKodesh should be clear and real to us every day of our lives. The Bible is full of Yahweh Elohim speaking. He spoke to Moses, Avraham, Adam, Hava, Noah, Yaakov, Elijah, David, Solomon, Yonah, and many other. Yahweh Elohim promised to instruct us and guide us, Psalm 32:8 and 9. HaSatan tries to impersonate the leading of Yahweh Elohim by tempting us through our eyes and feelings. Everything that happens is not divine leading. Listen to your spirit, guided by the Ruach HaKodesh, to see what Yahweh Elohim is doing. Don't be led by external circumstances. stick-led. People think Yahweh Elohim is leading them through the hard knocks of life and try to find divine meaning in what is happening in their lives. Spirit-led, Yahweh Elohim speaks to your spirit by his Ruach HaKodesh. John 14:16-17 and verse 26, Romans 8, and Psalm 23. The poet glories that Yahweh leads him carefully without risk or wandering in straight paths and leading to the right goal. For his name's sake, he has revealed himself as the gracious one, and as such he will prove and glorify himself in the need of him who submits to his guidance. Keel and Delitzsch. Commentary. John 16:13-15, the Ruach guides me, teaches me, shows me, leads me. Yahweh Elohim does not lead by the flesh. Yahweh Elohim leads internally by the Ruach, the inner witness. Ephesians 5:15-17, it is important to understand what the will of Yahweh is. His word is his will. Ephesians 5:17-18, therefore do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly be guided by him. Amplified Translation, Proverbs 23:20. Anybody can miss it, but we can never miss it by following the Ruach. The Ruach will always lead us with precision. Example, a pilot flies by instruments, not by what he sees. Revelation 2:7 and Yahweh Yeshua's instruction to the churches, he uses the sentence, ears to hear, Revelation 2:17, ears to hear, Revelation 2:17 again, Revelation 2:29, ears to hear, Revelation 3:6, 13, and 22, ears to hear. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. It is not mentally discerned, it is spiritual. Pride prevents you from hearing. We need eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand, is all over the Bible. Isaiah 6:8, then I heard the voice of Adonai saying, whom should I send, and who will go for us? So I said, Hanani, send me. Acts 28:26-27, verse 25, the Ruach HaKodesh saying, go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing, but will never understand. You will keep looking, but will never see. For the heart of this people has become dull, and their ears can barely hear. And they have shut their eyes, otherwise they may see with their eyes, and ears hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. Then they would turn back, and I would heal them. The answer is not in the flesh, but in the spirit and word, praying and fasting, not seeking worldly answers. John 10, Yeshua said, his sheep hear his voice. Be led by the Ruach, not circumstances, not opinions, not feelings. The problem is not in the sending end, but on the receiving end. Matthew 11:15-25-30, a yoke helps steer the animals in the direction they need to go. Yoke is also a word for Torah, Yahweh Elohim's teachings and instructions that give us direction. Not knowing Yahweh Elohim will bring instability. Yahweh Elohim wants you to know, submit to Yahweh Elohim's leading. Romans 1, proof of Yahweh Elohim is everywhere and revealed in creation for those who have eyes and ears to see it and hear it. If you harden your heart, you shut off hearing from Yahweh Elohim. Read the Bible expecting to hear from Yahweh Elohim in humility and with an obedient heart, and he will speak to you. The more you spend time in the Word and in prayer, the more you will recognize Yahweh Elohim's voice. The same spirit that spoke to the men who put words down in the Bible is the same spirit that speaks to you. It is Yahweh Elohim's Ruach HaKodesh. 1 John 2:20-27 speaks about no need of someone teaching you. What does this mean, that you don't need the fivefold ministry and that Yeshua gave us in Ephesians? No, it's referring to no one having to tell you what Yahweh Elohim is saying to you. You can hear and be led by the Ruach HaKodesh for yourself. Mark 8:15-18, hard heart means no hearing and no seeing. Let us keep our hearts soft and pliable so we can hear his word and his voice. Shalom and Yeshua.